Well, the March on Washington is about police-related shootings, but gun violence in general is a huge concern of doctors. The National Medical Council on Gun Violence met recently in Boston to talk about it. Martha Bievinger from Here and Now contributor WBUR has this report.
First, a very brief history. The watershed study that guns in the home increase the risk of homicide came out in 1993. In the 20 years since, pediatricians have become the most likely doctors to ask patients about guns in the home and ask, is the gun kept away from children? In 2011, Florida passed a law setting limits on when doctors could talk to patients about guns. Some medical groups sued and lost on appeal.
A federal appeals court has decided to uphold a law nicknamed Docs versus Glocks. The 2011 bought law bans doctors from asking their patients questions about gun ownership unless it's medically necessary.
Missouri and Montana have passed similar laws, but a new group called the National Medical Council on Gun Violence is going in the opposite direction. It wants to clarify the questions doctors should ask and establish the steps doctors should take if they determine their patients are at risk. The doctors described how they would treat some sample cases this way.
A mother with a chief complaint of anxiety shows up in the emergency room. She has three kids, 5, 7, and 9. Among the things discussed is a concern about her husband's loaded, unlocked handguns.
Dr. Ron Gross, who heads the trauma surgery division at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, asks the panel of doctors what they would do. Physicians in Massachusetts are required to report cases of suspected child endangerment. Dr. Kevin Moriarty, a pediatric surgeon at Bay State, jumps in.
When I was a kid growing up, a good friend of mine shot and killed his little brother. I would consult DCF to get involved.
But one doctor sitting next to Moriarty would not call the Department of Children and Families because he says he can't be sure if or how DCF would respond. Pediatrician Sean Palfrey from Boston Medical Center would not call the state either.
Because that triggers a number of different moves, which might well lose my relationship with the mom. And I don't.
Palfrey would rely on hospital social workers to assess the family dynamics and the children's degree of risk. These doctors are not following medical treatment plans as they would with smoking, for example. But it's time to consider screening for and treating gun risk the same way, says Dr. Jahan Fahimi, who teaches emergency medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Fahimi looks at suicide, where patients who have access to guns are 2 to 3 times more likely to be successful when they try to kill themselves.
So we've told half the story. We've identified that firearms are a major risk factor for suicide, but we haven't yet made it very obvious to clinicians what they're supposed to do when they've made this identification.
If the medical community is going to map out those steps, they should not be the same for all types of gun violence, says David Kennedy from the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Homicide deaths, says Kennedy, are concentrated, often among gangs, in specific neighborhoods.
Gun violence often gets treated as if it's the flu, right? Everybody is equally exposed. We can't predict. It's not like that. It's like AIDS. Everybody has sex. Very few people are going to get AIDS.
But many physicians say it's wrong to think about guns as a health issue of any kind. Dr. Tim Wheeler founded and runs the California-based group Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Trying to convince Americans that their guns are causing a disease is a crude and transparent attempt to ban guns.
To me, it's not about that at all.
Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency room doctor at Rhode Island Hospital in Providence.
It's not at all about taking guns away from people. It's making sure that people who are at risk don't hurt themselves or others.
But just how or when doctors should be involved in doing this is an unfolding question. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Bievinger.